Now, the worship of Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in Avon, New York. Reverend Mia Richardson, pastor. Welcome to worship with the Avon United Methodist Church.
Good morning. Welcome to worship this morning. It is a delight to gather here together as we worship God. There are a few announcements to share with you. Next week is a busy Sunday in the life of our church. We have our harvest auction, and we also have a pledge Sunday next week. So if you could bring in your pledge cards, we would greatly appreciate it. You will also find a pink sheet in your bulletin. This is our ballot to vote on our halftime versus three-quarters time pastor. And this is our church's recommendation to our district superintendent regarding the needs of our church beginning in July. Are there any other announcements this morning?
I have three announcements. The first one, thank you to your generosity and belief in the future of this church. We reached our goal on the Buy a Chair campaign. The chairs were ordered on Tuesday, and much to my surprise, I got a call Friday morning at 8 o'clock saying the chairs would be here between 10 and 12. And thank you for all the people that stepped forward to help. And then the ladies that were here making applesauce pitched in and helped unpack all the cartons and unwrap the chairs from the plastic. So thank you so much. The next thing is on the Tops gift card program. At the end of September, in that 6 months' time, we sold $27,700 worth of Tops cards, with a profit to our church of $1,385. So please continue to use the cards. It does work. It's an easy fundraiser for our church. The last announcement is on the harvest auction, which Kim mentioned is next Sunday. We're looking forward to having a lot of fun, fellowship, and friendly bidding on the auction. It will begin with a potluck meal, which will start immediately following this service, and the auction starting as soon as everyone has been served. Dave Coyne, a professionally trained auctioneer, has agreed to donate his time. We have a lot of baked goods coming in, fresh produce, gift baskets, and we don't know what's all going to be here till we see next Sunday, but we know there'll be a lot of wonderful items to bid on. So do come next Sunday and join us in a good time.
This week was a busy week also in the life of our church at our grounds, and Paul is going to share about all the work that has happened so that you could see how God is working in our midst through all of us.
What a day Friday was here in our church. In addition to Jackie's description of all the work being done in preparation for dinners, and then the arrival of the chairs and the work that went to get them unloaded and installed so they'll be ready for use for the dinners. We also had the end of about a month's worth of planning. Finally, the three sets of gutters that come down now feed into and connects to the storm drain, which is what's supposed to happen in these circumstances. The bill for all this, if it were done professionally, it probably would have been an easy $3,000. 200 and change, and a lot of tremendous work. I was there pulling vines off the wall, by the way, if you want to see the wall clean for the first time in a decade. A great, great result to a project, and thanks to everyone and to the Almighty that brought us great sunshine and enough pipe to finish the job. So there you go.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice. Let us quiet ourselves now as we prepare to sense God's presence anew in our hearts and as we hear the bells play this morning. dedicated body or its spirit for our call to worship is found in our bulletin or on the screen. The heavens are telling the glory of God, and the firmament proclaims God's handiwork.
Day to day pours forth speech, and night to night declares knowledge.
There is no speech, nor are there words. Their voice is not heard.
And yet their voice goes out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world.
In them God has set a tent for the sun, which comes forth like a bridegroom leaving his chamber, and runs its course with joy like a strong man.
Its rising is from the end of the heavens, and its circuit to the end of them, and there is nothing hid from its heat.
Why don't we be seated as we sing together For the Beauty of the Earth?
Luke 18:1-8. Jesus told his disciples a story about how they should keep on praying and never give up. In a town, there was once a judge who didn't fear God or care about people. In that same town, there was a widow who kept going to the judge and saying, "Make sure that I get fair treatment in court." For a while, the judge refused to do anything. Finally, he said to himself, "Even though I don't fear God or care about people, I will help this widow because she keeps on bothering me. If I don't help her, she will wear me out." The Lord said, "Think about what that crooked judge said. Won't God protect his chosen ones who pray to him day and night? Won't he be concerned for them? He will surely hurry and help them. But when the Son of Man comes, will he find on this earth anyone with faith?" Word of the Lord.
There's a song that's inside of my soul. It's the one that I've tried to write over and over again. I'm awake in the infinite cold, but you sing to me my own. the song of the stars. Of your galaxy dancing and laughing again. When it feels like my dreams are so far, sing to me of the plans that you have for me over again. So I lay my head back down and I lift my hands and pray to be only yours. I pray to be only yours. I know now you're my own.
Pray together. Spirit of God, come fall afresh on each of us. Melt us and mold us, fill us and use us this day. Amen. For the next few weeks, we will be contemplating together about prayer. We will be exploring a few of Jesus' parables and one of Jesus' interactions with others in order that we might discover how to apply Christ's teachings to our own prayer life. So, first of all, why prayer? The easy answer is why not prayer? Prayer is one of the most important things that we can do, if not the most important things that we can do. Especially as we are contemplating changes in our church and changes in our country, it is vital that we pray. One of the most important things that we can do as we draw ever closer to our election is to pray. Of course, voting is critical as well, but prayer is deeply important. Pray for our nation. Pray for our leaders. Pray for our candidates, both candidates. Pray for each other. Pray for yourself. Just pray. This week, we talk about never giving up when we are praying. Jesus said it as clearly as is in the scripture. Never give up. He told the parable so that we might never give up while we are praying. Jesus told this story about a woman who had to deal with a judge. And this was not simply any woman, but a widow. The scriptures remind us always to care for orphans, foreigners, and widows, because they are particularly vulnerable. This specific widow in Jesus' parable did not have anyone to go with her to court, so she went to this judge alone. Now, when I think of judges in this day and age, I hope that they are impartial judges. However, the judge in today's parable was an unjust judge. A judge who ordinarily only judged in favor of people when he was bribed. So needless to say, this widow would not have any extra funds available to bribe the judge. But she kept going and kept going and kept going, and finally her persistence paid off. Not because the judge changed his mind, but because he just got tired of her. And a translation of that, he's worn out, could be he would get a black eye. This woman, strong widow, persisted until she received the justice that she deserved. Jesus says, never give up. I think the key verse for us is in verse 7 and in part of verse 8. Won't God protect his chosen ones who pray to him day and night? Won't he be concerned for them? He will surely hurry and help them. Jesus was not saying to his disciples and us that God was like the unjust judge. This is the beauty and the problem with the parables. There is never a one-to-one comparison. Yes, we are to be like the woman, yet God is not the unjust judge. In Matthew's gospel, we read, "Would any of you give your hungry child a stone if the child asked for bread? Would you give your child a snake if the child asked for a fish? As bad as you are, you still know how to give good gifts to your children. But your heavenly Father is ever more ready to give good things to people who ask." God is not the unjust judge, but the most just of all. God desires to give us good things and wants to answer our prayers. God will surely protect us and hurry up and help us. I hear that verse and I say, okay, God, hurry up, help us. While we wish that it meant that God would answer our prayers in the ways in which we desire, we know that when we pray, God protects us and helps us. How much more will God give to us? We know that when we pray, as Paul says, without ceasing, God hears our prayers and responds to us. Like it seems at many points in the sermon, it is such an easy answer in a complicated world. God responds to our needs when we pray. And yes, God does. But what about those times when it does not seem like God hears us or responds to us? When we pray and our prayers seem to hit the ceiling and bounce right back to us. For if we look at the world, it appears as if evil is winning. It would be easy for us to throw up our hands and give up. This is precisely when we need to pray, for we can believe that God answers our prayers. When we are weary in prayer and wonder if God is listening at all, we can trust that God hears our prayers and will hurry up to help us. I imagine this might be part of the reason why Jesus said, "When the Son of Man comes, will he find anyone on earth with faith?" For it takes the choice to live by faith, to persist in prayers when it might feel as if our prayers do nothing. It takes the choice to live by faith, to persist in prayer when the rich become richer and the poor become poorer. It takes the choice to live by faith to pray for our enemies. When we live by faith in God through the resurrection power of Christ Jesus, with the presence of the Holy Spirit, we can persist in prayer and trust that God is working in our lives, even when it is not in the ways in which we had hoped. Sometimes the only answer we can hope to receive is the most powerful one of all. God is with us. We are not alone. Meta Stamper wrote, "Perhaps the parable suggests that a sign of faith will be a willingness to persist in prayer, as we see this widow who persists against all odds in her fight for justice against the powerful judge. Another sign may be in what we pray for: daily bread, the Holy Spirit, the kingdom, justice. When we pray, we open ourselves up to the Holy Spirit to change us and shape us into who the Lord wants us to be. When we pray, God changes our eyesight in order that we can see all that God is doing in the world. When we pray, God answers prayers, even answering prayers through us. Maggie Dawn wrote, "Prayer is about refusing to believe that the way things are has to be the way that they will always be, about imagining the world how it could be and gaining the wisdom and energy to bring it about." The power difference between the widow and the judge was vast. It would have been all too easy for her to give up fighting against the injustices that she saw. Yet she never gave up, and she was willing to go out and make a difference. Prayer puts our feet on the ground to go about the hard work of bringing God's kingdom into reality in our world. Prayer opens our hearts in order that we might care for those in need and bring about justice where there is only injustice. Prayer is so important. It does not matter the words we use. There are no right or wrong ways to pray or magic words to say. What matters most is that we keep on praying. Pray when we are happy. Pray when we are sad. Pray when we are fearful. Pray when we are angry. Just keep on praying. Never give up on prayer. Amen. I'm going to ask Lori to come up and share a bit about one of the ministry teams that she is on.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to share with you this morning a different way to support the church, one that doesn't involve any money. I'm going to talk to you about the prayer team. The prayer team is made up of several individuals who actively believe that prayer connects people with God. We believe that God loves us and wants us to talk to Him, and prayer is vital in our relationship with Him. In a nutshell, as we turn to God and communicate through prayer, our relationship with Him grows stronger and deeper. The prayer team is always looking for and welcoming new members. We usually meet the third Sunday of the month between the two services. We spend the precious time together engaged in study and discussion of resources related to prayer in order to develop our understanding of prayer and to examine the thoughts and ideas of others. We are working toward being more comfortable in expressing ourselves through prayer, and we are happy and honored to pray privately for you, praying on the behalf of others. There are many examples in the Bible of intercessory prayer, with Jesus being the ultimate intercessor. To assist this congregation with intercessory prayer, we assemble the joyous concerns from each weekly service and provide them to you through email and also in print, along with a short, inspirational message about prayer. The purpose is to remind you who the church is praying for and to help with follow-up. We've provided the prayers that you have been asked to be praying as we are being asked to vote on the future of pastoral support. We also have developed a ministry called Prayer Squares. These are small fabric squares with knots in a cord, the knots representing prayers that have been said over the squares. The prayers are intended for anyone you feel is in need of prayer, and we ask you to take one to that person, adding your own knot in the cord. We encourage you to use them as a tangible reminder of God's love and comfort during difficult times. Thank you for your attention, and we hope that you all will continue to hold each other up in prayer.
this has been Prayer Never Give Up with Pastor Kim Farrell, originally broadcast October 16th, 2016, first in a series of weekly sermons on the meaning and importance of prayer in our lives. Kim also touches upon the extra special need for prayer in an election season.
You've been listening to the Avon United Methodist Church, located at 130 Genesee Street in the village of Avon. We hope that you have experienced the love of Jesus Christ during your time with us. We invite you to join us on the air weekly at 7:30 a.m. Sundays. Please visit us on the web at avonnyumc.org or call us at 226-8600. May God richly bless you.